I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. Billions of little plastic K-cups have been produced since Waterbury-based Keurig Green Mountain began making single-serve hot beverage machines. For the most part, the used K-cups have ended up in the landfill, but in recent years, the company has pledged to make them recyclable. And as VPR's Steve Zind reports, that pledge presents challenges for both Keurig and the recycling industry.
At the Chittenden Solid Waste District's MRF, or Multi-Reuse Facility, a series of conveyor belts, crushers, and sorters separates 180 tons of materials daily so it can be sold and reused. But there's always some that either isn't recyclable or that the system can't handle because of its size or shape.
And this is where our K-cups would be a problem for us.
Ryan Wright is facilities manager at the Chittenden Solid Waste MRF. Unlike many plastic containers, K-cups aren't recyclable. That's largely because they're made of mixed plastic and other materials, but it's also because of their size. Even if K-cups were made from all recyclable materials, Wright says they're too small to be sorted by the machinery used at MRFs or for hand sorters to catch. So they end up in the 5-6% of material at the Chittenden Solid Waste Facility that's either inadvertently mixed with the recyclables or must be hauled to the landfill.
That's all trash, and that's where K-cups would likely wind up if they didn't get crunched up and wind up in our glass as a contaminant.
When contaminants like K-cups mix with recycled glass, paper, plastic, or metal, they can lower the price the district gets for the materials it sells. There are other products that the system can't handle because of their shape or size, but K-cups are ubiquitous thanks to the popularity of Keurig single-serve brewers. 2 years ago, Keurig pledged to convert to all recyclable K-cups by 2020. To do that, the company faces a number of challenges. First, it has to determine if converting to more widely recyclable polypropylene K-cups will affect the quality of the coffee inside, and whether it can stand up to the heat and pressure involved in brewing. Monique Oxender is Keurig's Chief Sustainability Officer.
That's exactly where we are right now, is getting the right combination of construction and then performance in the brewer.
As Keurig works to change the plastic used in K-cups, it's constrained by the fact that it can't change their size because it's the only size that works in many of the brewers used by consumers. Oxender says she's familiar with the concerns expressed by solid waste districts that K-cups are too small for the sorting systems.
We've been told anecdotally for 10 years, no matter what you do, it's not going to increase the recyclability because it's not going to be able to make it through the equipment setups.
But Oxender says the company did some testing and found many more K-cups make it through the sorting process than originally believed.
70% of what we put in was actually making it to the container line, which is a monumental difference than the assumption that we went in with.
Oxender says that once K-cups are made from recyclable plastic, making sure they can be sorted properly at the MRFs won't be as significant a problem as once thought.
Maybe it's more around placement of equipment. Maybe it's more around the speed of the belt.
But Michelle Morris of Chittenden Solid Waste District says it's not clear that existing technology can capture the nearly one-third of K-cups that slipped through in the Keurig tests. Morris says even a simple step, like slowing a conveyor belt, affects the productivity of a MRF. And she says it's also a challenge to get consumers to take K-cups apart and clean them before they pack them off to a recycler. Morris gives Keurig credit for its outreach to the recycling industry, but she wants to make sure the company sees recycling as something more than using the right materials.
From what I heard, they seem to focus very strongly on what the material is, to the exclusion of other considerations.
Morris says unless an item can get through Chittenden Solid Waste's sorting process, it doesn't really meet the definition of recyclable.
Are you defining it by the fact that it is a material that some percentage of the country has access to recycling? Or are you defining it by the real-world, boots-on-the-ground definition of what it takes to get an item from a consumer's hand and to a market that can capture that material?
Keurig says the larger pods used in its 2.0 systems are already recyclable, and it's committed to making sure the popular smaller K-cup packs meet the real-world definition of recyclable by 2020. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.